1240WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Hi, welcome to the show. A little bit of news coming out from Murray State on their cross country program. They announced their schedule yesterday. They'll be hosting, this is really the highlight of it, they get to host the 2015 Ohio Valley Conference Championships at Miller Memorial Golf Course. That's the big highlight of the schedule, announced by head coach Jenny Sweeten on Tuesday. The Racers kick off the campaign at the Brooks Memphis Twilight Classic, hosted by Christian Brothers on September 5th. They'll travel to Vanderbilt 2 weeks later. They go to South Bend, Indiana. They'll also go to Louisville for the pre-nationals, and then 2 weeks after that, return to Miller Memorial Golf Course to host the OVC Championships. First time they've done that since 2003. University of Kentucky football head coach Mark Stoops and seniors Melvin Lewis, A.J. Stamps, and Jordan Swindle all made the rounds at SEC Media Days on Wednesday in Birmingham, Alabama. The Wildcats talking football and previewing the 2015 season for the first time as fall camp nears in August. Murray State players already starting to report in. They are not to the mandatory portion yet, but the Racers will begin their workouts very soon in anticipation of what I believe will be a pretty exciting season for Racer football under first-year head coach Mitch Stewart. This is a team that really has a lot of great pieces returning offensively, some good pieces returning defensively. The question, can we see improvement defensively? And if that happens, this could be a Racer team that could put together several wins and be a contender for the OVC. But that's the must. That's the thing. That's the big question. Can the Racers improve with the defensive side of the ball? And if they can, they'll contend for an OVC championship. Now, you know, you pretty much pencil in the two L's because you're going against the bowl division teams. And not to say you can't beat them, but these are pretty decent bowl division teams taking on Northern Illinois. They've been very good for a number of years. Western Michigan was very bad for a number of years, but lo and behold, as soon as the Racers get them on the schedule, they were very much improved last year, and they were expecting to having a pretty big season this year and challenge for the MAC championship. So, but we know why we're playing the games. It's for money, and we'll play those. And the rest of them, the Racers should be competitive in those, and who knows, some things go their way, get that improvement defensively, and it should be a lot of fun. Now, coming up on Monday, I'll be in Nashville. Now, I'm off on vacation, but I will be covering the OVC Media Day on Monday, have a report back here on Tuesday morning for the sports, as the Racers will find out where they're picked among the teams that participate in Ohio Valley Conference football. And again, that's not everybody. There are nine teams. Moorhead does not participate as an OVC member, and Belmont and SIU Edwardsville do not field football teams. So that's the reason we're at that totals. But it'll be interesting. Based on the record last year and what's returning, you can expect the Racers to probably be picked somewhere near the bottom, I would assume. But a lot of times that's a motivational factor, and I know enough about how these picks come out. They never get them right. They're almost year after year, whoever the folks pick to win it, it more often than not happens to be somebody else. And there can always be that surprise team. Recall when Eastern Illinois did that. They were picked near the bottom, and they came out with a groundbreaking season and really went on to some really good things for a couple of years. And they've been good ever since, so it should be fun, and we'll find out a lot more about that. Speaking of SEC, moments ago, we were talking about Kentucky. Another player's landed on a list. University of Kentucky football senior punter Landon Foster has been impressive the past 3 years for the Wildcats with his off-the-field work in community service, and because of that, he is on the Werfel Trophy watch list. That goes to college football's top community servant. Foster was chosen to represent UK football on a week-long service trip to Ethiopia last year, where he interacted with residents of impoverished communities, visited impoverished men, helped widows, cared for orphans, and helped renovate houses. So a really nice experience, and good to see for whatever school youngsters take up something like that and try to make whatever part of the world they happen to be in a better place. Two Ohio Valley Conference football players were among 22 total players named to the Stats FCS Defensive Player of the Year watch list that was released yesterday. The two selections are both from Jacksonville State, and there's no surprise as senior defensive lineman Devontae Sigler, who I expect will be the preseason Defensive Player of the Year, and then his teammate Jermaine Huff. Jacksonville State, the only school with more than one player on the initial watch list, and that should tell you that's probably why Jacksonville State will be the pick to win the OVC. Sigler is the 2014 OVC Defensive Player of the Year, anchored a defense that ranked fourth nationally and third in third down conversion defense, 17th in total defense, 23rd in rushing defense, and Huff ranked 12th nationally in interceptions per game a year ago, picking off four passes in nine games. We still have no baseball on the big league level. Sometimes you get a few trades leading up to the All-Star break, and you might see a one or two today or tomorrow. But that's nothing, at least at this point, from the Cardinals, who will return from the All-Star break tomorrow night when they host the Mets in the first of a three-game series. Noah Syndergaard is slated to pitch for the Mets, and the Cardinals haven't named their starter as of this report. Outfielder Matt Holliday should be back in the lineup. Hopefully that'll give the Cardinals a boost. He's been on the disabled list for more than a month with a quad injury that kept him from starting Tuesday's All-Star game. Holliday's power numbers have been down, but he's batting .303 this season. So hopefully they can put the way the pre-All-Star break ended with those horrible losses to Pittsburgh in games where the Cardinals look like, hey, they're going to win this. Didn't do it. Two heartbreaking losses. But in baseball, you have to be able to look ahead quickly, and maybe the Cardinals will be able to do that. Now, the Memphis Redbirds, they're not waiting. They're swinging right back into action tonight. After 3 days off for the All-Star break, Memphis will visit the Iowa Cubs for a three-game series at Principal Park. After leading Iowa, they'll head to New Orleans for a four-game series. The Redbirds 48-43, and that's fairly remarkable when you consider how their team has been raided by the Cardinals due to injuries at the big club. The International League beat the Pacific Coast League 4-3 in last night's AAA All-Star game in Omaha. The Redbirds, represented by pitchers Tim Cooney and Sam Tuvalala, on the PCL roster. Memphis begins the second half of the season tonight on the road at Iowa, as we said. Tennessee Titans still haven't signed Marcus Mariota. The Tennessean reporting, Mariota is the only first-round NFL draft pick that has not been signed to a contract. Team officials and Mariota are hammering out issues regarding the possibility of him signing with another team if the rookie quarterback were to be cut. Grizzly center Marc Gasol made it clear to Grizz Nation that he had no intentions of leaving Memphis. The franchise threw a party at the FedEx Forum for Gasol earlier this week. He told the media he never imagined a scenario where he'd leave Memphis when free agency opened. The Grizzlies signed him to a five-year, $113 million deal, anchoring their top defense. He averaged 17 points, nearly 8 rebounds, and a block and a half per game last year. Well, all sorts of bluster on the football front, and turned out to be mostly that. The Dallas Cowboys and wide receiver Dez Bryant did agree to a long-term deal just before the NFL's deadline. Multiple reports say the five-year pack worth $70 million, $45 million of that guaranteed. Bryant had threatened to miss games if he didn't get a new deal. Also, Broncos and a fellow wideout, Demaryius Thomas, also came to terms on a new contract yesterday. The five-year contract worth about $70 million, just over $43 million of that is guaranteed. Also, the Chiefs and linebacker Justin Houston agreed to a six-year, $101 million deal. The Patriots and kicker Steven Gostkowski also reached a four-year deal, and the Giants and Jason Pierre-Paul did not come to terms on a long-term deal before the deadline. All right, British Open going on today. By the time I would tell you about it, it's already going to be old news, but we do know Tiger Woods not off to the best of starts as his woes seem to continue. That's going to do it for today's Neil Bradley Show at 1340 WNBS.com.